Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here with Red Wine.
Hey, everybody. This is Red Wine with a long, long stem.
And Miss Kettle.
Hey, that's Kettle with the yellow top, baby.
All right. We're here to inform and make you abreast of things going on, everything happening. Kettle, let them know what our lineup is for this evening, if you don't mind.
All right. We got the Essence Festival wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
Red Wine and Papa Didi did the daggone thing. They went on down,
yes,
and
yes, did.
I think they changed the name of New Orleans down there.
Yes, we did. So they,
Island. Uh-oh. So they're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we got the Hot Topics. We got The View and talk about the Emmys and a little bit of everything, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We got what's popping with Papa Didi, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He got to keep his abreast on that. I'm just saying with long stem red wine.
Hello.
We got the weird news going on. Of course, I'm going to do the Hollywood wrap up.
Yeah.
And we got to do the last word, but then we got a couple of new segments that we kind of want to introduce tonight.
Here we are.
One is the Living for the City.
Living for the City.
Papa Didi, he gonna break it down.
Yeah, I'm going to break it down, Living for the City.
And then we got the Kiss It list.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We got a few people that called in, too, on the Kiss It list. But we're going to get to that in the short. But we're going to get to this Essence Festival wrap-up now. What y'all got going on?
Well, me and Red Wine went down to the Essence Festival and checked out a show or two and checked out the ambience that the Essence Festival in New Orleans every year, 4th of July, which is fested. With everything you need, food, drinks, concerts at the Superdome. Wow, we saw Prince. We saw Niles Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Sia and Chic. He's the lead member of Chic.
Oh,
he brought out the young lady from Sister Sledge.
We are family.
All right.
And Janelle Monáe.
Ooh.
That was Friday night.
Tight
that was Prince's
baby.
Show.
You got to get on the tight
and to
rope.
See Prince is a one-time life experience. If you get the opportunity to see him, you need to check him out. It's the closest thing to Michael Jackson.
What do you have on?
He was just wearing
he
his
pretty
little,
normal, but he still was rocking that bush.
Yeah, he still got that
I'm
outfit.
Talking about, did he have his purple on?
No.
Everybody else had on purple.
Yeah, everybody else
wow. Everybody but, came to represent, huh?
They sure did.
Yeah, everything was wonderful. And just the... Overall, then we just checked out the city, went to the convention center and, you know, ran to Al Sharpton and Tyrese.
Oh, man. We saw Tyrese. You talk about chocolate vine right there.
Oh, watch out there. Watch out there.
Bam.
Pop the close man. Watch out there.
It's on business. It's on business.
Yeah, we was up there on business.
Yeah. Monkey business.
Did we share a room? No, we didn't. We here to talk about gossip.
That.
We ain't here to make gossip. Anyway, wow.
Yeah,
other than that, the restaurants, I want to give a shout-out to the Oyster Factory.
Oh, yeah, the Oyster Factory.
And the owner down there is named Carmella.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Mr.
Carmella.
C.
Yeah, Mr. C. Treat us like royalty down there.
All right, now.
You know, once you go to New Orleans, see, I don't say New Orleans.
New Orleans, no.
Once you've been in New Orleans, you don't say New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still saying New Orleans, you've never been.
New Orleans.
And
yeah.
After a while, you're going to say, nah.
Yeah.
That's when you're seasoned.
If you call it New Orleans,
if you say New Orleans,
you're a tourist.
You're a tourist, yeah.
Okay.
You're taking pictures of the, you know.
So where'd you guys actually stay?
You know, as a matter of fact, it was so booked and the prices were kind of pricey in New Orleans that we stayed down.
It was ridiculous.
We stayed down in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Wow.
Which is 1 hour right down the road.
Right off the beach.
Right off the beach, right down Gulfport, Mississippi, and saved a lot. Paid a normal price for a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only an hour outside of New Orleans.
Hour straight down Route 10.
Not bad at all.
They have any beaches or anything like that?
Oh, the beach is gorgeous.
The beach in Gulfport, Mississippi.
The beach on Route 90 just goes for miles and miles.
Did they have little cocktails with the umbrellas?
I'm sure they did.
They gave you the cocktail and the umbrella. Because you wanted to do it in the unit.
I know that's right.
But it was lovely. It was a lovely experience, and I'll come back later with my what's popping session to talk about some of the pros and cons of things there. And
But we had a great time.
We had a great
time. I'm looking forward
overall
to next year.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie closed it out.
He
wow
closed it out.
Is my girl there?
Yeah, she was there Saturday night.
Mary
J.
B.
Yeah.
Mary
yeah
J. B. Erykah Badu.
Oh wow, yeah, we saw Erykah.
This is all at the Superdome, which is a big, huge air.
She had her seven babies with her.
No, but she had on a hat bigger than Pharrell.
Yeah, she wore a big old hat.
She started something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You remember that cartoon character, Quick Draw McGraw?
Yeah.
She had on one of those hats.
Go ahead, Eric. I know she turned it off, though.
Oh, she did her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When she hit Bag Lady. She had that place rocking.
Yeah.
I know she did.
That's her theme song.
They probably sang the whole day on song four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And Uncle Charlie turned
Uncle
it out.
Charlie,
wow. Charlie Wilson.
Did he have on his wife? His wife?
He changed about, what, three or four times?
He did a Diana Ross
shut
one.
Shut up.
He did the daggone thing.
Yeah, he was good.
I know that's right.
It was well worth it. You know, if you're going to little things during the year, you know, like little jazz things or all that, you know, sometimes you may want to forego that and just go to one big thing, the Essence Festival on the 4th of July. You'll be completely satisfied because I've got my fix on it. So if I don't go nowhere until December, I'm straight.
Yeah, I know that's
so
right. All right.
Know. But anyway, Vince, we're hanging out, by the way, at the W Hotel in Washington, D.C., at the POV Club. You can reach us at 914-343-0306 or online. You can reach us at apajamaparty.com and follow the prompts to tune into the show. Like I said, 914-803-4306. Tell a friend to bring a friend, and
they can press one too.
Press one if you want to get in and make a comment on some of our comments.
Oh, we get ready to get in some hot topics.
Yeah,
it's getting hot in here.
We're gonna take a small break here, and we'll be back in a moment.
All right.
You're listening to the best of the Pajama Party Show while the crew is on summer vacation. This is a pre-recorded episode, and we hope you enjoy it. We will not be taking any live calls tonight, but if you want to reach the Pajama Party crew, please send an email to info@apajamaparty.com. Again, no live calls tonight because this is a pre-recorded episode. Now, let's get back to the best of the Pajama Party here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're back at the pajama party. Kettle,
hey.
What you got there you want
to
talk about?
The Kiss It list. Just to give you guys a brief little snippet about the Kiss It list.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can call in. You guys can text. You guys can email us.
You can tweet us.
That's what I'm talking about. And the Kiss It list is anybody that's gotten on your last nerve,
right, kiss
and you
kiss
want to
it
tell them to kiss it. There you go. We'll say it for you. If you can't say it,
that's
just,
right,
just let us know. We'll say it.
We'll put them on the list.
Yep, we got a few people on the list, but that's gonna probably be close to the end. But we'll tell you who said kiss it. So what else you got on the Essence Festival, Papa?
We had a situation there where when we first got there, just one of the cons of it, we first got there on Friday night to see the Prince concert, and the doors had opened until like 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know when they were going to open. They said it's going to open at 6. The people were lined up around the Superdome.
Wow.
And that was such an atrocity because, you know, we all had reserved tickets. It wasn't like it was general seating. And everybody trying to get in there to, you know.
Think they weren't ready or Prince wasn't either.
It was just,
no,
you know.
No, I'm sure Prince was there.
Sometimes when you get down below the major, when you get down,
and all of them tripping,
once you get below down there, everybody is just like, you know. And it was 100 degrees. And this
was 6:30
at night.
It was hotter than 10 levels lower than hell.
Yeah.
And everybody was out there.
Honey, you been there?
Yeah.
I've gotten sweets from there,
anyway,
and they say it is hot.
Wait a minute, that's funny. Steve Harvey was talking about today. I mean to get you off track, Papa, but he was talking about some place in Texas, and they had a sign, and it said hell.
Uh-huh.
Must be hell, Texas.
The place in the Caribbean called hell.
Wow.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, once they let everybody in, and we all got situated and all this, and then you sit there, and if you get there early, now you're going through the commercial thing with, what's the gentleman's name? Speaking of Steve Harvey.
Nephew Tommy.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
The host.
He's great.
And he's playing McDonald's commercials and
Ford
commercials.
And
you're not going to get that on the pajama party.
No, we don't.
Unless somebody making us, you know, fat, rich, crazy, we ain't sponsoring nobody. We got our own commercials.
My girl Tamar said, hashtag, ain't nobody got time for that.
Those
commercials ran for a solid hour.
For solid hour. Commercials about, you know, McDonald's and Ford over and over again.
Yeah.
They sponsored, but damn. You know what I mean? I was just blue in the face with 365 black, and all I've seen in
McDonald's
is black folks dumping trash and mopping floors. I haven't seen them do anything.
How long we know McDonald's been around? We know what's on the menu.
Oh, it was a mess.
It was crazy.
Uncle Tommy out there, like, he's just kissing mad ass on the whole thing. I guess, you know,
he's making
paid.
But Lord knows. I don't want to speak bad of the brother. I'm sure he tried. But DJ Nice, I'm going to call him out.
Yeah, he had a DJ there.
DJ Nice. This is DJ's name. This dude really needs to get it together because he was out there trying to play music in between all of these crazy commercials.
Uh-huh.
And what he would do is he would get, like, say, for example, he would pull a flashlight.
Uh-huh.
And he would hit the very first part of the intro and get the whole place ready to jam.
Uh-huh.
And then he would switch up to something totally different
that
the beats didn't even
That wasn't
match.
Even in line with flashlight.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I'm not a DJ, but I do understand about BPM, which is beats per minute. You're supposed to match up the beats per minute
to keep
the groove going.
Look
Hello.
You.
I know what I'm talking
Look
about.
You down there.
You're supposed to match
and everything.
Hey,
Red
hey. You're supposed to match that thing up and keep the groove going. He would just switch up from something totally unrelated, and then he was chopping that stuff up so bad, it was crazy.
Wow.
And then he would talk so fast.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand anything until he said, let's go. At the end, he would be like, let's go.
Other than that, once Prince came on, well, Janelle Monae came on first, and then we got Niles Rogers with the Chic Review, and they played everything from Freak Out and Clams on a Half Shell and Roller Skates, and he did the song that he wrote for David Bowie, Let's Dance.
Next Day.
He did all that.
And then Prince
came out.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of stuff that we
Niles Rogers is
he's a bad dude.
Oh, he's a bad dude.
Well, he helped Pharrell get them those.
Oh, they did that song too. The one he did for Daft Punk. What's it called? She's Out to Get Lucky.
Oh yeah.
I'm out to get some. She's out to get lucky.
Yeah. Anyway.
I got lucky
two Grammys
down
for that.
Anyway,
the brother's old school, but he wanted stuff in the new school.
But anyway,
other than that, like I said, if you get the opportunity to go to the Essence Festival on the 4th of July weekend in July, you know, it's a festive experience that is hot as hell. It is hot, so take an umbrella or something Asian folks, honey. Take you an umbrella. But other than that, just walking around and experiencing different things, eating and drinking.
Hanging out on Bourbon Street, a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother show. Anyway, we're gonna keep it moving. Like I said, our number you want to call us is 914. You can comment about whatever you want to talk about. This is an adult party, and we talk about everything. 914-803-4306. Press 1 if you want to be pressed in the queue to talk to us. Or you can hit us up on the web at apajamaparty.com. We're hanging out at the W Hotel in Washington, D.C. at the POV Club.
Woo!
Up on the top floor.
We're going to come back with some more hot topics.
Yes, we are.
You're listening to the best of the Pajama Party Show while the crew is on summer vacation. This is a pre-recorded episode, and we hope you enjoy it. We will not be taking any live calls tonight, but if you want to reach the Pajama Party crew, please send an email to info@apajamaparty.com. Again, no live calls tonight because this is a pre-recorded episode. Now, let's get back to the best of the Pajama Party here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio.
We're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa D.D., here
Woo.
With Red Wine and Kettle.
Woo. With the yellow top.
The yellow top.
Long stem.
Long stem. Anyway, we're going to get to some of these hot topics going on. There's a lot going on.
It sure is.
There's a lot going on. You know, Kettle, you want to
Going on? I don't know if you guys heard lately about the View.
Yeah.
It's official. Woo, woo, woo. Rosie, Crazy O'Donnell is returning back as
Woo!
A host of The View.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Rosie O'Donnell returns as co-host of The View.
Drama host, honey.
The host is back after...
Crazy host.
She's back after being on the show before from 2006 to 2007.
Uh-huh.
With the show, she was famously crashed by Donald Trump and even some of her former View
That was good TV,
hosts.
Though.
Yeah, it was. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Remember Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Well,
they got back and forth.
Not feeling her.
Yeah, she's a...
Then, after The View, she ended up going to Oprah's network. I don't know how that worked out for her.
Oh, yeah. It didn't work too well.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But she was an Emmy nominee, five-time Emmy nominee.
What?
She won in 1999.
Mm.
And then she made two appearances. And she was a guest in 2014.
You know what? That's why I put the Emmy nominating committee on the Kiss It list.
Yeah,
on.
We have a Kiss It list with everybody who's been just acting the fool lately.
Yeah.
And if you
want
to call in and put somebody on the Kiss It list, it could be a neighbor, a friend, brother, sister.
Rosie.
A celebrity. A politician.
That's right.
A frenemy. Whatever that
I
is.
I like that, a frenemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So call in 914-803-4306 or reach us at apajamaparty.com. We're hanging out at the W Hotel at the POV. I think Papa Didi, he done renamed his POW. we had too many cocktails, so we at the POW Hotel. The top
POW
top.
Hotel at the V Hotel. POW at the V Hotel.
So I'm thinking we should start a pool. And take some bets on how long is Rosie going to last this
ooh,
time.
Oh,
ooh,
not at all.
Ooh, I don't know.
Turn, we'll be
I think
into
about
the first
7
fight.
Months, maybe. I'm thinking 7 months.
If you're listening out there, call
four,
in and give us your opinion on what you think about
okay.
this View move. Because I think that they're so drastic for ratings that they just,
yeah.
they grab the most risque stuff they can find out there. And
because that's what they've been advertising. Rosie and Donald, and you see them too, blah, blah, blah. So wait a minute. So Red Wine said 7 months. I said 4. What you think, Papa?
I think about 3. Days.
Days. Ouch.
Soon as her and Whoopi get into it. But they're not going to get rid of Whoopi. Whoopi's
they
a movie star.
I thought they
Oscar
were,
winning movie star.
Yeah,
they
I thought they
get
were pretty tight, though. But
yeah.
if anybody got any comments, give us a call. 914-803-4306. We
and
got
press one.
Press
yeah.
one to be queued in.
We appreciate the callers that are listening in.
All right, well,
but we want some interaction. Shoot, we tired of beating each other up.
Yeah.
if you're on the line now, you can still press 1 and join the queue so
just
that we can
one.
Talk to you.
Yeah.
Just press
on
1.
What else you have on the hot topics, Red Wine?
I'm wondering how many people have seen the video of that cop in L.A. beating down that sister because she was walking in the highway and he supposedly had to subdue her.
Yeah.
But that man punched her like she stole his lunch.
Racial oppression.
I don't understand
what that was about.
He wanted to get some racism off his chest.
That man wanted to get something off of something.
Well, it was like
a
Rodney King
that
thing,
woman
man.
Like he was really pissed off.
And in 2014, did he not think anybody was watching?
No. I don't know, but put him on the kiss it list.
Yeah,
okay.
He's on the kiss it
What's
list.
What's his name? I don't know. The
Joe,
cop. The cop
Joe
that
White
beat
Cop.
Down
we call him Joe White
Joe
Cop.
White Cop.
That's his first
yeah,
name.
All right.
First name Joe, middle name White, last name Cop.
Anybody
want to
put anybody on the kiss list, give us a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got him in there.
Yeah, all
that,
right,
I mean,
man.
That was such an atrocity.
Yeah.
And that woman ended up in the
Come
hospital.
On,
and then they tried. Yeah, she was in the
well,
hospital.
You know,
wow.
You know what, though? A lot of things, you know, just to make a comment on people of a certain age, you know, not to beat up any young people at all. But some people that are of a young age and weren't paying attention to history, he may have not even been born when the Rodney King situation went down.
Wow.
He might not have.
Okay. I don't know how old
so
that guy is.
So therefore, he may not have been aware of something that happened. Well, everybody ain't up on what's going down.
I was hoping maybe his brother, I mean, the dude was like ex-military.
Don't you ever call him a brother.
I'm sorry.
Ooh,
watch
that,
out
watch
that,
that cop
that
a brother.
Put that cocktail down.
Put
hey,
the cocktail down.
I'm
going
to cut off for tonight.
Right, then we're going to put a little mark on the side here that Red Wine called Joe White Cop a brother. Right?
I'm hoping that he's ex-military and he suffered a flashback.
Yeah, whatever.
At that moment,
yeah,
and thought
okay.
he was the enemy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because I mean, there's no other explanation for
but
it.
But you know what I saw when I look at the video, and if you look at the video closely, she was very close to his gun in that
wow,
position. He was
wow.
so stupid of hitting her with all his with his fists when his gun was wide open, and if she would have just reached around to his waistline and grabbed his gun and blew his fool head off, then it would have been a whole nother story. It would have been, she's a murderer. Then he would have, well, she wouldn't have survived to know it because once she would have shot him, they would have put a gazillion bullets in her.
Wow.
But if you look at the video again, look how close or the opportunities that she had to take his gun because he was so busy throwing blows like George Foreman
wow,
with
rough.
Muhammad Ali,
right.
you know, on the ropes.
Yeah.
It was a rope-a-dope move.
Yeah.
And he didn't even pay attention to a gun on his waistline.
And she's
so.
Still in the hospital, isn't she?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just people, well, I just think that on that whole premise there with that, is that sometimes people of the other persuasion, we won't use color no more. In fact, we'll disguise it. When we want to talk white, we'll say gray.
Okay.
Anyway.
Gray.
People
all
of the
right.
other persuasion sometimes thinks that black folks aren't connected to anything. So they have the right and the privilege to just
right.
beat us up and dog us out, sweep us up,
I agree
us in a
with
little
you,
dustpan, and chuck us in the trash. You know,
yeah.
just like when Michael Jordan's father was killed, if he didn't have you know gold plated you know fillings in his mouth, he was in the morgue being as a John Doe
because
he had no ID until all
That's
of a sudden somebody said that
yeah.
wow,
yeah.
his dental work really looks good. Really work,
well,
you know, what really.
Is this world coming to? We want to hear your comments.
Yeah, yeah, call
Give
in,
us
you
a
know.
Call, yeah. 914-803-4306.
Right. So we talk about it all. You know, we are up on what's going down. We all old folks in here. Everybody here, we 50 or better. So, but we
all
hope we
me.
Look good.
Excuse me.
We look good, though. We look good.
I got the yellow top now, so
like
that,
I said,
that's shining.
We 50 or better, so we know what's up, you know, because, hey, we ain't pulling no punches here. We keeping it real and keeping it live because. When you turn 50 years old, you don't give a shit anymore. Did I say shit? I damn sure did.
Bartender. Papa Dini cut off, too.
Cut off.
Where was he?
Let me ask you about this. Did you all see Joan Rivers?
Oh, Joan Rivers. Let's talk about it.
Twice this week.
Plastic face Joan.
Yeah.
She got 1,000 pounds of
silicone.
Silicone
on her.
She cannot be in heat over 72 degrees. She cannot be in cold under 54 degrees.
What's up with Joan Rivers? What happened with her?
Well,
tell
first
story.
Of all,
Red
she did
tell
this
story.
Interview on CNN,
yes,
right?
Yes, she did. Yes,
and
she did.
She, you know, she's promoting her new book. I think it's called
right.
The Diary of a Mad Diva,
right.
something like that.
Yeah, something
she's
bullshit.
Promoting her book.
Mm-hmm.
And the person interviewing her,
this
who happens to be an African-American
woman,
on CNN, started asking her about her wearing fur on the cover of her book.
Right.
Yeah.
And
she's
she freaked
an advocate
out.
For animal rights and all
she
that.
Sure is.
She freaked
and she
out.
She lost it.
She freaked out.
She was
out.
Like, why are you being so negative? This whole interview has been negative from the beginning.
Only because
she's
been interviewed by
like,
a woman of color did
no.
she come out of her bag. Again, like Joe White Cop or Joe Gray Cop, excuse me. I'm going to use colors here.
All right.
Like I said, whenever anybody's in a situation with people of color, they feel like they got the right to smash
That's not right.
Exactly.
Okay,
well,
and I need
Frederica
to stop
Whitfield
that.
Was the interviewer.
Right,
okay.
Interviewer for
yeah,
CNN.
Well known.
Right.
So she started asking her about the fur.
She asked her, did she have on leather shoes? She asked the Frederica,
said, Are you wearing leather shoes?
Mm-hmm. And she said, yes. Well, there you go.
She said, well, then shut up. Don't talk to me about
And she said, shut up there again
that.
Because Frederica was a woman of color. So they feel like they got the right to smash you. Anyway. Now,
so she walked off the interview.
She walked off the interview. Pulled her out of the ear, walked off.
And said, this whole interview has been negative.
This is live?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said, I am not
exactly.
doing it. She
I'm not doing
it. She took the earpiece off and walked off.
Now, my question is this here. Now, I don't mean to, you know, but if you have fur on your book cover, why didn't one of your handlers or one of your people in your camp say, Joan, you realize you got on fur on your, do you want to really do that fur on your book cover? So Joan was pissed because she really was pissed that her handlers didn't tell her that she was wearing fur on the book cover. So she took that,
fight, huh?
Right, so she took it out on the CNN lady, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, that's not.
If you guys got a comment on what we're talking about, give us a call, 914-803-4306.
Well, let's add one more thing to the Joan Rivers thing. A couple of days ago, she said that Barack Obama was gay.
What had happened was she had presided over a same-sex wedding, and after
Joan Rivers.
Okay. So she must have gotten whatever authority necessary to do that.
Okay.
After it was over, somebody was trying to catch her for an interview and said, "Do you think that the next president will be gay or a woman? Which one do you think will have first?" And she said, we already have that.
Mm.
Obama is gay, and Michelle is a tranny.
Wow.
And the person
Michelle
who interviewed her said, tranny? What do you mean? She said, you know what I mean, transgender. Everybody knows that. Calm down.
She could talk all that stuff, but that term is called you could dish it out, but you can't. Take it.
What's up with Jones? What kind of pills? Look,
I don't know. You know she's 80, what? What is she?
81.
She's
still
80.
Acting.
Yes,
she's still walking around like
she is. She is in her 80s.
Look, if anybody knows the 80s, Joan Rivers, give us a call.
Because
I don't believe
They drawed her face in like a, you know the trash bags in the kitchen with the red drawstring? Her face is drawn in like the red drawstring on a kitchen trash bag. That's how tight it was.
You say too much, Papa.
I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
She's a mess. Mm-mm. But she could talk about people when somebody's talking about her, she freaked out. I'm like, come on, girl, it's time. You know, there's a lot of people in the business that need to give it up. Thank God that Barbara Walters said, you know what, my ass thing got old. I need to get
it's
up out of here.
Tired.
But if you look on TV nowadays, and I think Red Wine was speaking on this the other day, and we're going to do a segment on this on one of these Fridays. Some of the people on TV really need to pack it in.
Yeah,
and I mean, I'm a strong
one.
Advocate. You know, I'm a man of a certain age, and we're all people of certain ages here on this particular show. But damn. Some people on TV are 70, even coaches in football, coaches in baseball. These coaches are 75, 80 years old. Are you kidding me? 70, 80 years old, still trying to hold down a damn job. Get out of the way and let somebody between 20 and 30 get a damn job.
I know, that's right. Well, give us a call. You guys got a comment. 914-803-4306 or reach us on apajamaparty.com. We're hanging out at the W Hotel. We done renamed the daggone POW. I know, that's right. We're going to take a little CC break, a little commercial. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the best of the Pajama Party Show while the crew is on summer vacation. This is a pre-recorded episode, and we hope you enjoy it. We will not be taking any live calls tonight, but if you want to reach the Pajama Party crew, please send an email to info@apajamaparty.com. Again, no live call tonight because this is a pre-recorded episode. Now, let's get back to the best of the Pajama Party here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Red Wine and Kettle.
Woo! Hey, what's going on?
Doing our thing here. we're going to get into the part of the show that we call the What's Poppin'.
With Papa DJ.
With Papa DD. What's popping right now, really the hottest thing in the world, so to speak, is the LeBron James situation. Let's speak on that for a
while. Oh, yeah.
What's that, man?
Now, here's a brother. Whew, I don't know. Well, now, you know, with all the situations in Florida, you know, with, you know, Trayvon Martin and all that stuff, I can understand him getting up out of Florida. All right, because, you know, Florida is a lovely place to visit. I'm not going to put down the state because we actually drove to New Orleans and we drove through Florida to get there. But anyway, nice place to visit. But raising his two children there, I think that was probably his biggest concern. Raising a child in Miami is probably not very apropos. But to go back to somewhere where the place was burning your jersey like a bonfire.
Yeah, that was rough.
And was calling you all kinds of everything and everything.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a savior. I think that right now, and he made a comment to the SportsIllustrated.com that he wants to go there and teach the different people that they have drafted, you know, to do this, to do that. But those guys are very young. And what he has to understand that a championship comes from a few young folks and a few seasoned individuals.
Gotcha.
And there's not a lot of season going on in Cleveland right now. And LeBron's going to be stuck in the same situation where he's going to be trying to play his heart out in order to win a game. I mean, I'm not wishing no bad luck or no ill situation on him, but the owner to say the things he did about LeBron, it almost reminds you of the Sterling situation where he came out his mouth with some stuff. But that owner of Cleveland was vicious. Completely vicious, and I hope that LeBron got him straight and they talked about things, but everything will be, you know, I personally think that San Antonio is going to win again because the brother Leonard is off the chain, and he's the one that won that whole series for San Antonio, and I think that LeBron is looking for Leonard because Leonard beat him in the championship. It wasn't San Antonio's first, it was Leonard.
Well, Papa, let me ask you this. Do you think it's about money? Or you think he really wants to go back and win the championship?
No, because, you know, at LeBron's level of money, it's all the same. It's like saying...
You sure? I don't know.
You know, money, he has endorsements and everything else. So it's not about... It's not... Sure, the money is fine for him, but he's already has it. His payment of gold is already laid out. He's just putting in the grout at this point.
Okay.
So it's not like he's worried about that situation. He made some good points how he's going to come back to Cleveland and try to fulfill the situation that he was doing when it comes to the youth and building and all that jazz, which is good. So maybe he fulfilled his finale when it comes to winning his championship. He won two championships in a row, and now the brother has a ring to counter his talent and to counter everything that he's, you know, the things he's blessed with. You know, once you, if you're blessed with a voice and you win a couple Grammys, you can find some contentment with that.
That's
because
true.
You know the blessing that God has given you has been, you know, saluted with an award of a high caliber. Now you can relax a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with
so
you.
So maybe he's probably going back just to go back home and to and to build something.
But
being around that water in Miami, I don't think he was ever comfortable. Hell, I'm not comfortable when I'm in Florida.
I think he went because of money for that retrospect. And then those three guys that are there, they really made a team and they really brought a championship to Florida. I mean, they got two rings. So I guess he... Like you said, he's content. He's done what he wanted to do.
He's done his thing.
Right.
Now he's going to make the owner a billionaire. I know that. Ooh. The gentleman, what's his name? I think his name is Dan Gilbert.
I can't even
spell it. The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's happy as a pig in a slop right now. You might as well lay him on a barbecue pit and stick a damn apple in his mouth. He is so damn happy.
Look, if he can sell a billionaire, then you can tell me how many zeros in billionaire.
Of course.
Call us on 914-803-4306.
Yes.
Let us know how you spell billion and how many zeros. 914-803-4306. Wow, that was serious popping.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now. That's what's popping for real.
Yeah, so we're going to come back with some weird news and trip you guys out on the weird news.
You're listening to the best of the Pajama Party Show while the crew is on summer vacation. This is a pre-recorded episode, and we hope you enjoy it. We will not be taking any live calls tonight, but if you want to reach the Pajama Party crew, please send an email to info@apajamaparty.com. Again, no live calls tonight because this is a pre-recorded episode. Now, let's get back to the best of the Pajama Party here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We're back. We're back. This is Kettle with the yellow top, baby. A couple of weird things going on in the news. A lady by the name of Dorothy Hunter, she embarked on a bizarre diet June 19 while stocking shelves at her business, Paul's Natural Pet Emporium. She said, "I didn't have time to go get a snack, so I grabbed a bag of treats off the counter."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, you know, these read better than normal people treats.
Wait a minute, these were pet treats?
Yeah, what the hell is people treat?
Okay.
I'm curious, yeah.
I guess that's like potato chips, popcorn, candy bars.
I guess. She said she's up even doing canned cat food.
All righty.
She said, but you don't do raw bones or meat products. Hunter? Yeah.
So no Mighty Doll.
There you go. But check this out. This is the crazy part. Hunter has lost at least 2 pounds eating pet food. And she gained a dining partner, one of the employees, feeding off the cat food. And then she gave it to her kids.
You know what?
Watch out, man. Probably some
whiskey.
Oh, what's that?
Me, I'm a cat man, so
I
know all the food.
What about that little Caesar in the can? No, that's a meat product. I guess she doesn't want that.
No, she don't want that. She been eating the treats.
Yeah,
she just crunching on milk bones and stuff like that.
I'm not even gonna mess with you, Papa. Bartender, cut him off, please.
Ain't nothing wrong with a bone.
No, little cat treats come in a small bag, and they're, you know, the
cats. All the little multicolored ones in a different shape.
Almost like the little fishes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right.
Well, wait a minute. Did you hear about this lady that calls herself the Happy Reaper?
Shut up.
This lady named Molly Gates is selling celebrity souls on her Etsy website. She calls herself the Happy Reaper, and she got the idea of bottling celebrity souls into mason jars and made it a legitimate business. So what she does is she sells the souls of people like Jennifer Lawrence, Ryan Gosling, Matthew McConaughey, and Drake on her website, which is called Souls R Us.
Wow.
And she also takes requests. And she said, but they have to be within reason. Yeah, she did say that she tried to get Kanye West sold, but it didn't work out. So I don't know what that was about. Yeah, she filmed these souls in a mason jar for $15 plus $5 for shipping.
Shut up.
And she said that she will do them custom order and all that. You can ask her for a friend, a nemesis, a neighbor, whatever it is. Now, I don't understand how she's doing all this, but she did say she had Justin Bieber sold. And she said she let it go for $7.62 because she wanted it out of her house.
Ooh, watch out now, watch out now. I know why Kanye didn't sell because people think he's the devil any day.
I guess that's why she couldn't reap his soul.
See what I'm saying?
I guess you can't get the soul of the devil in a nation,
No.
What happened?
Ain't happened. He probably broke the jaw.
Now, here's my question. Who's crazy, her or the people buying these souls online? What you think, Papa?
I think that they're all crazy. Everybody.
Watch out, man.
Okay.
But check this out. I have one more for you. High Life Diners Enjoy Meal with 160 feet above Shanghai. These are some crazy mofos here. I can't even say what I really want to say because this is some crazy sugar honey iced tea. Diners enjoy a meal in a skybox suspended from a crane in Shanghai. Dinner in the sky, patrons pay from $300 to well over $1,000 to eat.
Suspended in air.
Yeah, 160 feet above the ground. And look, all I see is in this picture right here, they eating some daggone rice.
Yeah.
And some daggone sushi.
No.
That sounds really, really stupid.
It does. But the thing is, it looks like a ride. They got some harnesses on. Even the bartender or whoever the waiter But you can't go to the damn bathroom. Yeah, so I guess you better go before they put your butt up in the air.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and try to go to the bathroom. Your ass will be falling 160 feet.
And I guess if you don't tip right, they're going to keep you up there.
Whoop, there it is. I like that. I like that. Look, give us a call back if you want to talk to us, 914-803-4306. We got some hot topics, weird news, some crazy, you know what, sugar honey iced tea, apajamaparty.com. We're at the W Hotel in the Day Site area. We done renamed the POV lounge, the POW.
POW lounge at the B Club,
Hotel. We'll be back in the short show. Papa D making cocktails. So
yeah,
I'm
going to be.
So we'll be back in the short show. We got some Jose Cuervos, okay.
What do you call that drink? A panty dropper?
Panty dropper. Yeah.
Watch
we'll
out.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right.
You're listening to the best of the Pajama Party Show while the crew is on summer vacation. This is a pre-recorded episode, and we hope you enjoy it. We will not be taking any live calls tonight, but if you want to reach the Pajama Party crew, please send an email to info@apajamaparty.com. Again, no live calls tonight because this is a pre-recorded episode. Now, let's get back to the best of the Pajama Party here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back with Red Wine. Come on, Red Wine.
Okay, I'm just saying, I got a real problem with cops in unmarked sports cars. What is that about? I mean, it's bad enough that they were in unmarked sedans and cars that we could at least recognize when we would see them. You know, we would see them right, even not even black and white. But you know how they used to be in unmarked cars. And when you see them, you know that's a cop in an unmarked car.
Right.
But lately, I've been seeing cops in daggone Dodge Chargers and what's the other one? Camaros and stuff like that.
Mustang.
What the freak?
Yeah,
I have a serious problem with this, and it seems like that is so unfair, and it's just downright not right. They're
That's
wrong
right.
for that.
I agree.
I'm just saying.
Me and Red Wine got
we
pulled over.
How are we going to tolerate this foolishness?
We got pulled over coming from New Orleans.
We sure did.
Ooh.
And he was in what? An unmarked Dodge Charger.
Dodge Charger, tinted windows. He's like a gangster.
Tinted windows. Look like a daggone thug going to pull us over with the blue lights going.
Was he a good cop or bad cop?
He was a bad cop.
He
tried
to act like he was good, and he told me I was driving 97 miles an hour.
Oh, come on.
I
come
said
on.
That, first
nobody
of all,
doing 97,
I said, that's
97.
A bunch of bullshit.
I know that's right.
I said,
I was
brother,
dying.
I ain't never drove a car 97
If we hadn't been out of state, I would have gone off.
But, you know,
that's
like I
was.
Said,
that's
being I was
was
below the Mason-Dixie line with brown skin,
I know that's
I said,
right.
you know what, let
dealing
me fuck
with the great people, what you going to do?
I'm just saying, they need
to be in marked cars, or they need to be in the regular cars that we can recognize. How you going to be rolling around in a Dodge Charger or a Camaro?
Tinted windows.
Something I can move as fast
weed.
As I can move. I don't like that. I got a problem with it. I'm just saying. It ain't right, and I got a problem with it, and they need to stop.
Okay.
I know that's
all
right.
I'm just saying.
She's just saying.
You know, we were, while we were sitting here, I was making some drinks. got this nice mixture I brought from the, one of these stores. You put the stuff in, you hit the button, and stuff spins around. I was making the red wine. What do we call this drink?
We call this drink a tequila panty dropper.
A tequila panty dropper.
We gotta get
and
that
I
name
think
from.
The name
okay.
speaks for itself. So I'm gonna let that
anyway.
Let that marinate.
Well, if you got a pencil and paper there, I want you
to
write
website.
Down the
it's
ingredients.
On the
it's on the website.
Click
but,
on cocktail
but,
of the week. It's on there.
The ingredients in it is two parts of Cuervo, regular gold Cuervo, simple drink. All right, two parts mean two shot glasses. And we're going to do the living for the city segment. I'm going to break it down to the basic aspect of things. So two parts of our Cuervo Gold Tequila. One part of Triple Sec. Now, this is all that you don't mix with anything because you're going to be shaking this up. So two parts of Cuervo Gold
shaking that stuff.
Means two shot glasses. One part of Triple Sec. Three parts of a margarita mixer, you know, your lemon-lime mixer, whatever. Three parts mean three shot glasses. And top it off with one part of Cavassier Rosé. Wow. Go in your liquor store. Go in the liquor store and get a bottle called Cavassier Rosé. Nice looking bottle.
Frosty.
Got a long neck like a turtle and a fat bottom like a nice booty. It's called Cavassier Rosé.
So you want a turtle neck bottle booty.
And you
bottle.
Shake that up and you put the glass, you put the ice in the other glass, but you shake that up and you pour it on top of some ice.
Shake it up.
And it's called a tequila panty dropper. And let me tell you, you can just pour it, just let it happen. You ain't got to do nothing. Don't even say nothing stupid. Just let her drink it. Don't talk. Because if you talk, you're going to mess it up. Okay. Anyway, let's call it tequila panty dropper. And like I said, it's on the website.
It's on the website.
apajamaparty.com on the cocktail of the week.
apajamaparty.com.
And I'm making it right now for the crew. So we start talking a little slurred. if we start talking a little bit toward the end of the it's Friday night, by the way, okay?
Who's
so
saying he said I was on the floor? Okay. You play too much.
Anyway.
Play too much.
Right.
But we're gonna,
anyway.
We're going to come back with the Hollywood wrap-up. I'm Kettle. We're going to wrap it on up with the Hollywood thing.
Right.
And then we're going
to
talk about the Kisser List for a second. And Papa Didi going to introduce the Living for the City
for
a minute.
You're listening to the best of the Pajama Party Show while the crew is on summer vacation. This is a pre-recorded episode, and we hope you enjoy it. We will not be taking any live calls tonight, but if you want to reach the Pajama Party crew, please send an email to info@apajamaparty.com. Again, no live calls tonight because this is a pre-recorded episode. Now, let's get back to the best of the Pajama Party here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. We're back in Kettle with the Hollywood Wrap-Up. As you guys know, we got the Emmys coming up. It's in L.A. Emmy Awards are given for broadcast achievements, produced, financed, and controlled by L.A. television stations or cable television systems.
Yeah.
The 66th Los Angeles Area Emmy Awards presentation is going to be held at the Leonard Goldstone Theater on Saturday, July 26, 2014. That's 2 days before my B-Day. Watch out now.
Mm-hmm.
But we got nominees such as Kerry Washington. Hey.
Yeah, thank God. Mm-hmm.
And Scandal. We got Don Cheadle.
Yeah,
and
thank God.
Robin Wright in House of Cards.
Everything
and,
else was gray as hell, honey. Anyway.
In Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. I don't know if you guys checked that out. We got Julian Margulis in Good Wife. Matthew McConaughey in The True Detective. Woody Harrelson, he's pretty good in True Detective also. Lena Headey and Bryan Cranston in Games of Thrones. And also the Breaking Bad. I think it's off the air, but I think you can check it out Netflix.
Yeah.
That was a term they stole from Black folks.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad. Black folks were saying Breaking Bad for years.
Uh-oh. Watch out, Papa. Watch out, Papa.
I'm going to break bad on that joke.
Uh-oh.
That's a term they stole from Black folks. Anyway,
that's a whole nother
whole
show. Papa,
you need to pay attention to real life. I'm not trying to, I just pay attention. Anyway, Breaking Bad was blown up.
Right, I heard that.
Hollywood, what happened? Were we sleeping? They still while we were sleeping as well.
I made my hand.
Anyway,
but these are some of the nominees of TV series or slash movies. Check this out: A True Detective is needed to find the Good Wife, Breaking Bad congressman. He will attend the Game of Thrones near a town called Downtown Abbey, located across the street from the House of Cards, where all the scandal happened.
All right.
Watch out now. Watch out now. True Detective, The Good Wife, Breaking Bad, The Games of the Thrones, Downtown Abbey, House of Cards, and Scandal. Those are just some of the TV slash movies that are out there in the Emmys. Woo! All right, Papa, no more. Emmys nomination.
It's 138 nominees in 40 categories.
Mm.
And don't forget, that's the 66th Emmy Award Show.
So out of all those nominees, how many of those are African American?
Ooh, watch out now.
Two.
It takes two.
Out of 138.
It takes
all right.
And this is why the Emmy nominating committee is on the kiss list.
That's right.
Watch out.
We need to get our own awards, and we need to call it Rosco.
I know, that's why.
Rufus Award. Tyrone Award.
All right.
You know, I'm just saying, we got to stop piggybacking.
I know, that's right.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Well, we need to move on. We got only got a few minutes left in our show. We'll move on to next. We got so much information.
Yeah, we'll run down the kiss list right
quick. The kiss list. Let's talk about Living for the City for a minute.
Go ahead, Papa.
Next week, we're going to introduce something called Living for the City. Means if you know somebody that's strictly living for the city, that's just every day doing it. Same old shit.
Mm.
Okay, ain't doing nothing new. Ain't got nothing new going on. Ain't doing nothing different. Doing the same old. Did I say shit? I'm gonna say it again. Doing the same old shit every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ain't progressing. Ain't just regressing.
Give us some examples, Paul.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute, I got one for you. Would this include those guys I see always hanging out in front of the liquor store?
Same old guys.
They get up in the
same
morning,
old thing.
Get dressed.
Same
to
old place.
You all
right?
Right?
Same old place. It could be anybody. Anything,
all
anybody.
Day long. I don't understand why.
Anybody.
Today, but.
You call in if you know somebody that's living for the damn city, doing the same old thing, ain't making no progress with anything. You know, life is all about chances, and it's all about new beginnings, new ventures, all that jazz. If you see somebody that's just, as long as they can sponge off of you, and they can live off of the lap of the lamb or the system or the welfare check or the whatever the hell that's got them doing stagnant shit, call in and talk about it. You ain't got to say no name.
What's the number, Papa?
The number is 914-803-4306. It's going to be called Living for the City. I mean, all you're doing is what's going to get your ass by.
I know that. Ooh-wee.
Okay. Anyway. So we're going to go to, we ain't got a little time here.
I'm going to go down the kissing list, Papa.
Kissing list, right. Who are we telling to kiss?
We got Jennifer wants all the lying and shady people to kiss it. All right. Jennifer.
Woo!
All right, crew.
Let's talk about
it. Kissy.
John Boehner. Boehner.
Oh, John Boehner.
Wanting to sue the president. You know, everybody can talk about a job that they don't have. You know, you can always criticize Monday morning quarterback, a job that your ass don't have.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody who's doing something that you ain't responsible for doing.
We got
shut
a few more.
Shut your damn mouth, because Congress ain't done shit all year.
John Boehner wants to sue the president.
Is that crazy?
Go to work.
Kiss it, John.
We got Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin goes without saying.
Kiss
I can see
it.
Russia from my house.
She's trying
Sarah
to impeach
Palin.
The president.
Yeah, she wants to impeach President Obama. Sarah Palin, kiss it.
Yeah.
Also, what I was talking about earlier, where Papa was saying that only two African Americans in the nominating committee.
Nominating
a few African Americans.
Yeah, two.
Okay.
And they made sure they got Don Cheadle. They made sure to get a dark brown skinned black man, because when they first put the first six people up on the screen, it was like 18 people before they put anybody black. I was like, give me a break with all the damn people coming over the border.
Exactly.
With all these brown people jumping the border, and y'all can't find no black folks or no Mexicans, no Spanish.
We got a few more people.
Yep.
Let's get them in before we get out of it.
Get them in.
Tommy wants to add at what? CAVSDAN and at King James at Reverend
King
Jackson.
King James is LeBron James.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
For not getting over it already.
Yep, and Reverend Jesse Jackson, he said he wants all of them to kiss. They need to get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
Get over it, guys.
I know that's right. An entire Tea Party for
just
being the
Tea
Party.
Yep.
Oh,
kiss it.
And also for irking us with that We Buy Any Car commercial.
Oh,
the front
God.
Man in the ad is now we kiss it.
We buy any car.
Buy any car.
We buy any. car. Get rid of this car. Please. You can call and tell them you got a 2007. They'll give you $100 for it.
Yes, oh, my God.
That's a damn ripoff. And the other one, Express Home Buy-In.
Oh my God.
We'll rip you off in seven days. How about that? The hell with them jokers, too. Anyway.
They should be on the kids.
But look, we're going to be signing off here. I'm Papa DD. I'm here with Kettle.
Okay. We're going to get into the last word. What's your last word, Papa?
My last word is LeBron. I hope that you got that owner in perspective in Cleveland because he said a lot of foul stuff about you, brother. And I hope you went back with your ass being in charge of hiring and firing players and came there with some authority. Stop being a bridesmaid and be a damn bride, brother. Go in there and stand strong.
I know, that's right. What's your last word?
My last word is these cops need to stop riding around in unmarked sports cars. Joan Rivers needs to go somewhere, sit down, and shut up.
That's right.
Stop saying such racially charged things that are inappropriate.
Well, she's racist from the door. Anyway.
She really is. And I think that's all I got for the last.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
What I got, I mean, on the positive note, because everybody is on the negative note tonight, I just want to give a shout out to my sis, Speedy Recovery, and I love you.
Yes.
All right.
We love you, sis.
All right, we're going to say goodnight, goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
At PajamaParty.com, 914-803-4306. We're here every Friday night between 9 and 10, sometimes 10:30, sometime between 9 and 11. But hell, we're here 9 o'clock every Friday.
All right? Cut off, Papa.
I'm cut off.
No more drinks for Papa.
Cut off.
And check out the website.
apajamaparty.com.
Apajama.com.
And we want some live callers.
Call
we want folks to interact with us.
914-803-4306.
We tired of talking. We tired of beating ourselves up. So give us a call and check out the website, apajamaparty.com. And don't forget, no pajamas allowed.
You mean no clothes allowed?
Oh, my bad. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, okay. We'll see you all next Friday.
9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Bye.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheer.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Gabiko. Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Oh, goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Put on my party. Party cool, people will be you. No clothes allowed.